Hello.
Hi. Hello. Hola. You are listening to the Bible Study Girl podcast. My name is Sarita. You may know me as Bible Study Girl. And the first voice you heard on this podcast was the voice of the executive producer, Bible Study Brother.
What's good, people? It is I, Bible Study Brother, but I am also known as Icarus Gray or a Gray Area Anime. And this is the most wonderful podcast of your day. But as my sister likes to say, we are not just brother and sister in Christ. We are brother and sister in real life.
Amen and amen. So yeah, we do a thing. I'm super excited about today's episode for a myriad of reasons. But before we get into that, brother, how is your week going?
Really good so far. Like I said, we've been having some of the most, a lot of existential conversations over the past couple of weeks. And I think I've just finally come to a conclusion, if you will, of just acceptance of the grace and goodness of God and the things that I've felt, experienced. Shout out to Johnny Mac. Again, I know
Jonathan McReynolds, for those that don't know, because my brother assumes that everybody understands what he's talking about.
But anyway, I've seen it for myself. Like, and I don't need any other confirmation in that. You know, and today is another one of those confirmations because you want to do this, you got to do your introduction thing. But how has your week been first? Because I almost get right into it because I'm a little excited.
Yeah, you did. And I'm like, I don't know. Like, it's only polite if someone says, so how's your week going? It's only polite, even if you don't really want to know, for you to ask.
No, I want to know. I definitely want to know. I definitely want to know.
No. I'm not a huge fan of small talk. So, like, if you want to skip over me, we can now. My week is going good. Hair is freshly washed. I feel good. I feel good. I think I'm getting back into my regular routine. So I think that's helping my mental health. And it's been a good day. I have a bit of a headache, so I'm super, super excited that I don't have to like carry the episode. But overall, the day and the week have been going very well. Thanks for asking. I just had a delicious meal that I didn't have to cook, and that's always a plus and puts an extra smile on my face because I like to eat good. Now I'm gonna have to clean, but you can't have it all, can you?
Oh, what kind of headache is it?
It's a low blood sugar headache. I just ate, though. So
okay.
It'll resolve itself.
And a double check. You know, I got to check on you in that way. But today is...
Oh. So I do introduce the purpose of the episodes, and thank you for that prompt. Again, I told you my head is hurting, like a little, not all the way focused like I need to be. So today's episode is all about another Bible study. We had Bible Study Brother and I sat and talked about the direction of the Bible Study Girl podcast at the beginning of the year, and one thing that we felt was essentially missing from the Bible Study Girl podcast was legitimate Bible studies. So last year, the last half of the year, we hit y'all with our boundaries, our look at boundaries, the book by Dr. Henry John Townsend and Henry Cloud.
Like, I sure was like, wait, you threw me off real quick. I was like, wait a minute, something sounds off about that.
So if you haven't read the boundaries book, listen, we did a whole, literally, the last 6 months of the year We covered it chapter by chapter. But this year we decided that it would be even better if we took time in our own personal Bible studies to bring those topics here to the podcast. So I popped it off. I think in February was our first real true Bible study girl Bible study. And so now Bible study brother is going to be in charge of this episode. He has been studying a topic and we're just going to discuss it, right? The ins, outs, ups, and downs. And I will say ahead of time, we don't have all the answers. That's why I call Bible study. It really is the chance for us to dive deeper into the word and try to figure out things together in a very public format. This is still new for us. This is only our second. This is Bible Study Brothers' first time doing a Bible study episode. So we're learning, we're growing, and I'm excited to see how our Bible study series evolves over time. Bible Study Brother, take it away. Let us know what we're going to be discussing.
So today we're going to be discussing, also to give you a small recap, what we discussed last time was Bible Study Girl's sermon that she did in January, yes?
December 31st.
Technically January, because it was a, I mean, it was a watch night.
Not technically, it's
It was December 31st, but it was a watch night thing, so it was with the intention of bringing
wasn't
everyone
watch
in.
night, it was during regular service. So,
What?
yes,
I thought you were watch night. Anyway,
no, it was regular service.
the reason I brought it up
And
is more
also,
so
let
to
me put
tell
a
you.
pin in what you're saying. It was not a sermon, it was a
It was a
message.
sermon, and the reason I brought it up is to tell you guys that if you go back and listen to that episode, you can see the sermon. It should be there should be a link somewhere on either the page or on the podcast. That's the real only reason I was trying to like, I shouldn't have brought in date. It was more so just to tell you guys, please go listen to that message because it was really, really good.
Oh, you put the
And
link in? You didn't.
I did.
Bruh, ha, ha, ha. No.
Well, it'll be under this episode, so that way you guys can keep up with the Bible study series. So either way, y'all gonna get it and y'all gonna watch this girl preach. But today, our discussion point, because I'm a musical artist, I wanted to do something in regards to the Bible with music, and I wanted to work through Psalms. And that's 150 chapters, and that is a lot of work to do. And we're going to start with an introductory thing today of like some things that I've learned and kind of go from there. And then by the next one, we'll do chapter one and just break them down chapter by chapter. There may be some that end up like together. But currently, right now, I just want to kind of like break the ice with these wonderful things that I have currently learned and break down for you guys. So, the title in and of itself, which is what I knew, is like Book of Praises. I mean, sometimes I've heard people say Book of Songs and so on and so forth, but Book of Praises is the Hebrew meaning, so I'll take that to mean what it means. The title in Greek, though, suggests the idea of an instrumental accompaniment. And the title Psalmos, it is Book of Worship, or it is a hymn book of the temple. Now, that in and of itself was one of those things where intentionality of how God names things, how God brought the words through the people. And I'm like, man, I knew there was something about Psalms that I always enjoyed. And I couldn't quite put my finger on it, but you know, I just like the way Psalms reads and feels. Just as a total experience, because I think it is one of the most authentic experiences of how we go through life as believers, how we go through life in our conversations with God, good and bad, in terms
And
of
like
like, you
you,
know. Oh, go ahead, go ahead. No, go ahead.
and like you mentioned earlier, even in your description of how your week went, you referenced an artist, Jonathan McReynolds. And I think many of us use music as a way to like help us deal with our emotions. So it's something that's relevant and something that we do today. And I'm gonna talk about Sweet Baby. Like Tamika 100% was into music. Like music was her thing. Like she believed in setting a mood, a vibe, right? Music was constantly on her mind, and Sweet Baby is much like her TT because she likes to set a mood. And I mean, like, she will tell you, like, I need to set the mood. I feel like listening to some jazz right now. This is my jazz playlist. She
Wait,
very
wait, wait, what? The sweet baby, the sweet baby.
Sweet Baby believes in setting a mood. Like, I know this is my this quiet time. Like, it's she is very, very musical. And I think that's something that's relatable to many of us because we do use music. I even think about me, you know, you say this often when I was a teenager, like I would play, like, if
The
I was in a
exact
troubled
song.
relationship,
Not
listen,
even it, girl.
repeat.
Just like,
If
so
you were
listen.
riding with me, you could tell where I was in my
You only gonna
relationship.
hear it. Like, there are certain songs that are forever burned in my brain. A lot of NDR songs, a lot of Lauryn Hill,
Right.
but those two, oh, and a lot of Brandy.
Lot of
Like,
brandy, baby.
there's definitely a couple songs there. What's funny is it's like the gospel songs that like we would, oh, no, there's some gospel in there too. I had to think about that because Yolanda Adams
Listen, there's a mix of
had a
everything.
repeat cycle for us.
It just
Her
depended on what
Christmas
I wanted.
album, Christina Aguilera's Christmas album, like there's a repeat
Now, I will
spirit
say
there.
this, and I'm gonna let us get back, but we're talking about music. But like Christmas, I could not wait for Christmas, and I would like start in November and play my music through like the beginning of
I
January. But
didn't
that was
enjoy
it was
that.
like exclusively my Christmas albums because they were all banging and they would be on rotation at that point. That was back when we had CDs and stuff. Okay, so music, I think music touches every one of our lives. I think it's really important. You should have had your guest song, well, your guest musician today.
Well, I wish I would have thought about that, but the next portion that I want to get into in terms of this introduction, mind you, I'm reading this from throughthebible.org or ttb.org because they have a lot of resources and things, and they have a Psalm study guide that they're going through that I'm at least using the introduction from and where I got most of my information from. But I'm also going to do a lot more research because there's a lot of things that I kind of want to like uncover as we go through this. So here's the first big thing in the introduction that was very eye-opening for me because for so long I was under the impression that David just wrote all the Psalms. But in fact, many writers contributed one or more Psalms. David, the sweet psalmist of Israel, has 73 Psalms assigned to him. So 73 out of 150, he was still a big majority.
He was the Kirk Franklin of Psalms.
He was.
Okay.
Psalms 2 is ascribed to him in Acts 4:25. Psalms 95 is ascribed to him in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 7. Also, he could be the author of some of the orphanic psalms or orphanic. He was peculiarly endowed to write these psalms from experience as well as a special aptitude. He arranged those in existence in his day for temple use. The other writers are as follows. Moses wrote one, the 90th
I
Psalm.
don't think I knew that.
That was new for me. Solomon wrote two. The sons of.
I could see Solomon writing because, you know, the Song of Solomon is all about let's get it
The
on. So it's fitting that he has a couple of tracks.
sons of Korah wrote 11.
Don't know them.
Asaph wrote 12.
That's
Herman,
David's son, right?
no, I think you're thinking of Absalom.
But I think Asif might, but go ahead.
Well, he
I'm gonna
might be
go.
one of them if I think so.
Let he I'll you keep talking, but I'm just see this is I'm just, you know, talking through this with you. Go.
Herman wrote one, the 88th Psalm. Ethan wrote one, the 89th Psalm. Hezekiah, not Hezekiah Walker, wrote 10 of the Psalms in the Orphanic, which I don't know necessarily which pronunciation I'm going with. Wrote 39, and David may be the writer of some of those. So then the 73 that we attribute to him can also have a couple more. And there are 150 Psalms, as I said before. Christ, the Messiah, is prominent throughout. The King and the Kingdom are the theme songs of the Psalms. And this is the last paragraph I'm going to do. Well, I'll do the last two, and then we'll just have a discussion about these facts because it brings a lot of things into discussion for me. The key word in the book of Psalms is hallelujah. That is praise the Lord. The phrase has become a Christian cliche, but it is one that should cause a swelling of great emotion in the soul. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Psalms 50 and 150, this person considers to be key psalms. Psalms 50, which is a psalm of Asaph, probably tells more than any other. And Psalms 150 is the hallelujah chorus. The word hallelujah occurs 13 times in its 6 brief verses. It concludes the book of Psalms and could be considered the chorus of all psalms. So,
let me say this. Asaph is not his son. That's how rumors get started. He just was a psalmist. So, yeah, I wanted to clear that little rumor I had started in Bible
Rumor, I
study.
was like, I'm
But I
pretty
will
sure it's
say this.
Absalom.
I'm gonna let you get back to your songs, but I'm gonna say this while I was looking to see who David's kids was. He had a lot of kids that name started with the letter A, so I'm not
Right.
wrong for thinking,
No, you're not.
what's going on? Okay, back to Psalms.
So here's the thing about Psalms that drew me in, wanted me to do this thing and kind of start breaking it down. One, to realize that there were more songwriters or more psalmists. Because again, not all of them are considered songs because it's just the book of praises. So these all could have been prayers and in certain ways, but things that were used in the temple, things that were used to exalt and praise the Lord and tell the story of some parts of David's life. Some of the toughest parts in David's life are in those 75 or 70, 73 psalms that he wrote. And there's just the truest emotion. There's so much emotion that is evoked throughout the book of Psalms. And being a person that deals with emotions in a strong way, Psalms has always spoken to me. Again, 23rd Psalm is my favorite psalm. And I know the reasons that a lot of people use that in terms of life is because a lot of us think of the fact that we are at a table with our enemies. The Lord has prepared us a table at our enemies, and I want Him to guide me. It can feel cliche how often you see 23rd Psalms around, but there's just depth to it. And the depth of it is that emotion. I know that a lot of times when I talk about being honest and giving God everything from me, I get that from so many different psalms that David wrote when he was in a cave running for his life. Having made, having lied and made choices that cost people their lives. Like as he's running, like he lied to some priests about why he was there hiding and got them killed. And I just think about, those nights where it's like he is the paranoia is at a is at an all-time high for this man. And as a black man, I think about like how we have an instilled paranoia or black people in general. That is like I'm always looking, head is always on a swivel no matter where I am. If there's a cop in any vicinity, I am immediately like I ain't did nothing. And I'm immediately afraid. In a way of like, I don't know if he's gonna wanna pull me over for, living. I've had experiences where I got out of the car when I shouldn't have got out of the car, but because of the time that I was in, I just went ahead and got out of the car because I didn't want no problems.
Right.
But
And
I,
let me,
yeah.
this, okay, I know we're serious, but I'm gonna tell you, I was so heated at your mama that day because I'm like, can you pay attention, sis? You play a little game on your phone.
Was she that day?
She was.
That shows how, like, in my, well, when I'm driving, I just be in my own world. I just want to be able to listen to my
Also, can I
music.
say this? You know, sometimes like mama, she clicks when she don't need to click, and then like when you need to click, like you're not clicking, because it might have something to do with cars and cops. Because she clicked one time on this cop. Now she was speeding, but me and Tamika, we were in the backwoods of Texas, and me and Tamika were like telling her like, nobody knows we're here. Like, we need for you to like. Okay, back to your story. Like,
It's the emotion of it all. And I think about how he gave all of that to God. And there are times where I didn't. There are times where I felt like I had to, as a black person, where you feel like you gotta stuff your emotions, how you feel, down in the knapsack. And Psalms, I feel, is the truest showing of our emotions pre-Jesus, in the sense that, like, if you go through and actually, when you're reading about Jesus's life, when you read about how he was feeling about Lazarus, in the moments where he's crying out to God and God ain't answering him, like, all of these different things, the precursor for all of that is Psalms, in terms of, like, just the emotional gambit of what goes on in that as a believer.
let's talk too about the fact that like David, you was able to use music to minister to Saul to help him with the demons and stuff that were in him. So I think music is healing for us. I think music has a tremendous amount of power. And I was actually talking to somebody about like the different versions of music and just we came to the same conclusion that music does, it does evoke emotions, right? Like if you hear a certain beat, it makes you want to move, you know? Or just like I was talking about Sweet Baby, like she wants to set the mood. So like depending on her mood, you're getting a different playlist, okay?
So, like, learning about the different psalmists, learning about just the fact that it is a book of praises, and a lot of times I always call it the book of songs. But thinking about the book of praises, the exaltation to the Lord, and it's like, hey, these are my emotions. This is what I'm going through. I am scared, tired, beaten, afraid. There are people who are disrespecting my name. There are people who are, like, literally out here to get me, yet and still, I know that you will right these wrongs, go after my enemies, take care of me, provide for me. You're my provider. You're my shepherd. You're my God. You are Lord and Savior. Like, with at that time, with no understanding that Jesus was coming, like, not in a way, like, they knew the Messiah was coming. But I mean, in regards to, like, it's not that far off, at the time, at least.
I would say, I mean, just to be honest, even when he was there, people didn't believe, you know what I'm saying? Like you have the hope, you have the expectation, but the reality of it is a completely different thing. So I do love the fact that, I mean, throughout the years, we have been able to express our adoration to God through music and song and word. I love that it stands the test of time.
And it's like I'm really excited about like getting deeper like into each of the different books and stuff, because the thing about it is, and I'll go to one more of these paragraphs. Christ the Messiah is prominent throughout this book. You remember that the Lord Jesus, when he appeared after his resurrection to those who were his own, said to them, "These are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me." Luke 24:44. Christ is the subject of the Psalms. I think he is the object of praise in every one of them. And then the guy was saying he's not able to locate him in every one of them, but that does not mean that he is not in each psalm. It only means that Dr. Vernon McGee is limited in terms of figuring all that out. But the reason I read that is like you're looking, they are at this point looking forward to a Messiah. A Messiah has not yet come. That is very important. Like you are the reconciliation of sin, reconciliation of these things, what the afterlife means to you as a believer. At this point, it's only the Jews. There is not even there's conversions for people, but there is no Gentile, just us in terms of us being able to have this connection. Right. And
right.
Psalms in and of itself is a future longing. It is a longing. It is a prophetic word. And that's exciting because, again, as we say, music moves your soul, moves your heart, is definitely one of my favorite things in this world. It has always been something that has communicated within my family, really within my trio. And well, technically, even all four of us have that connecting glance.
I would say music was just a connecting point in our immediate family. Like you said, for all four of us, music was really important to us.
So much so that my mother, who does not at the time, because she had become a new creature upon my birth, says my sister, but also
Well,
that I know.
it wasn't like upon your birth, but like for sure, by the time you were like 2 or 3, like she was straight Jesus, like all of the worldly music I wanted to listen to. No, we had that big, it was a huge
Huge CD case.
cassette tape. This I'm
Oh,
talking
cassette.
about,
Oh,
it was
yeah. We had
before
that too.
CDs. I'm talking about when you were a little kid, it was cassette tapes and it was full of gospel music. You remember when you started screaming when we were on our way back from Las
Oh, no, I will
Vegas?
never forget it. I'm just gonna move
Okay.
on from that one because that is a trauma for my life. Good
But that
God.
gospel music was good, but my brother had Satan in him, and my guess
Did
mama
not.
was tormenting Satan out of him with the gospel music because he was
No,
like, I can't.
they were just the reality of it all is they were doing their thing where they just wanted to torment me. And
Was a child. I was young. I wasn't even 10 years old.
listen, ma'am,
Maybe 10 years old.
I'm gonna tell you this right now about you. It like you were in the very early stages of I'm gonna guide this to where I want it to be. And
I can see that.
what I remember the most outside of my McNorman is you just being like, And then it like there's a laughter of enjoyment in terms of like, I know this torments you,
Probably.
and that's more so what I mean.
I enjoy seeing the devil leave without a folks.
Get out of
Amen.
here.
I enjoy
Anyway,
seeing folks deliver.
so it was very important. The portion I was getting to, the funny portion, not the traumatic portion, because I don't even want to think about that. Was one time, so we were listening to a radio station back home, 92.3, just randomly. I don't even know what we was listening to, but I have to listen to music, and I cannot always listen to there was no hip hop in gospel at that time, not really. There were songs that were, but
Gospel
they
music
sounded
was
really just not good.
at at that point in time, there was not really a lot of like contemporary gospel music.
Yeah.
I guess the more contemporary would be like commissioned. You know what I'm saying? Like
Yeah,
that would
that's
be
about as
considered
close as
like.
we got. But again, that's Fred Hammond and that's Kirk Franklin changing and giving us Lane. So that was not at this portion. So anyway, we were riding around. I don't necessarily remember what we were riding around listening to, but my mom like just says stuff. And so she goes, "I don't want to listen to all this Sex on the Building and Shoot Your Mama music." To which most people would just be like, "That's nuts. That's not what this song is saying." But us. Oh, but us. The musical family that we are, we're like, "This is a moment of joy." Why was it a moment of joy, you ask? Because we made a song out of that to be like, "Sex on the Building and Shoot Your Mama. Hey." Like they say that nowhere, and it was just to, you know, again, much like we've learned to antagonize each other, had nothing to do with exalting anything out of anybody. It's just antagonization for the sake of it because it's fun, or was at the time. But like that's how integral music was for us, that even you know, like the three of us have very few moments of like, here are the memories I got where we're all doing something together. That is
You mean the
fun.
four of us? Because the three of us have
Well, the four of
tons.
us, but I meant the three of us as in me, you, and him.
Oh, yes. Okay. You have to delineate your trios.
The sec the much, 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 much less secondary trio. But we did a lot of musical things. Like me and my sister were theater kids in a way of not necessarily being theater kids. And what I mean by that is
I was a theater kid, though. I went to theater
well,
camp.
yes, but I mean like here's the theater kid cutting board that we're not cut from. As far as I know, you and I were not running around singing Rent, the Little Shop of Horrors. You may have done it later.
Okay, so
Like
I will say I was the theater kid. I wasn't necessarily a musical theater kid, so I
yes,
wasn't theater
that's what I'm
kid.
saying. That's what I
That's
mean.
what you
Like we
mean.
both were theater. I mean, like the musical theater is what I'm saying. So, but we had like,
But also, you were a musical theater kid under my direction, brother. Remember?
I
I would
mean,
make you
yeah,
memorize
but not
musicals.
like, but that's why I'm making the distinction because it's a different kind of musical theater. Our musical theater, like Disney musical theater, is a different kind of musical theater.
Is true.
That's a whole sub genre, if you will. But like, so music was just huge for me, so much so that I thought I was going to be an R&B star for a while when I formed a group with my cousin, Christina and Shannon, of the name Constellation.
I did not know this. And also, but here's the thing about me. Like, I've been a part, I think, of three different musical groups,
Yeah,
which is wild. That is
I
crazy.
know. This is way pre the Little Rock Southern Airs and everything else. We was gonna do it. I don't know. And I can't really, like, I understand music. I'm not tone deaf, but it's really hard for me because I have not done any sort of vocal training to like stay where I'm supposed to stay
Oh,
because
that's
I'm like,
definitely a sore spot. Somebody is always like, "You're switching keys. You're in the wrong key." Like, why don't you get some business and just let me sing? Amen.
oh my gosh, that key demon. Anyway, but yeah, so I say all of these random stories to say in closing because I don't want to go like too long because this is just an introductory thing. But y'all, I'm really excited because this is gonna be fun. It's kind of like lyric breakdowns to me in my mind of like, you know, loving rap and loving everything that I love. I'm so glad to see the evolution of music to where we stop excluding God from places. Like,
Can I
all of
say
us,
this?
go ahead.
I love that when it was time for us to both break out and find the things that are most relevant to us, that you went straight to Psalms because it is very indicative of who you are. And I think it gives people opportunity. Like you said, like we're not isolating God. Like I'm excited for this lyric breakdown of these Psalms. I don't think I've ever heard anybody like approach it from that angle. So I'm excited to see what the rest of the journey into Psalms looks like.
Dang, because I'm like, I want to like deep dive and really break this stuff down. And I mean, we have a long time to kind of go through, because I'm going to try and get through all 150. That is my goal.
So
Now,
the Lord
granted,
must be he. Let's see. He's gonna let this podcast go for a long time because you know I tried to quit y'all a couple of weeks
oh, I
ago.
know you
Now look
did.
at the Lord
Look at
giving
Jesus.
you revelation.
And even if it's just me chirping to myself, I'm going to do what I got to do to finish what he told me to do. Because I want to bring this to you all, because I think that it's something that will be eye-opening. I think that it's something that will show more of God's like love and the sweetness of song, you know. When I was talking about that evolution, having God exist in places where we continuously try to make him not exist, and stopping this separation of church and state, essentially. And what I mean by that is, and I've said it before, there's so many places where we act like God isn't. Like God isn't in sin, you know, that he despises and is separate from that, but that is more of an action that is clearly against something that is already created, that he has already done. It's not like he does not exist. You know, he sees it. He created music. So as we grow music and we allow him in those spaces, like not so much to where you blur the line so much that can't nobody tell the difference whether or not this is quote unquote secular or not, but the intention and the spirit of God in a country song or in a rap song or in all of these different genres. And at the end of the day, genres, here's a fun fact for you guys. Genres weren't even created to separate music, because music was just music. Genres were created so in stores, when you were looking for people, you wouldn't go Chuck Berry. You'd be looking for Chuck Berry from Alabama when you really wanted to get Chuck Berry from Motown, or not Motown, but Cadillac Records. And that's the only reason. And we just kept running with it. It was to help shopping. It had nothing to do with like separating in the way that we have, and used it to capitalistic gain, so on and so forth. So I'm very appreciative to go through this journey with you guys. I hope that you are excited to go along with me as well on this musical journey through Psalms.
I'm so excited. My headache is gone. My body is like resolved. We talked about some great information. So I will be next up with my Bible study. I don't know how the Lord is going to lead me or what direction he's going to lead me in, but I'm super excited to dive deeper into the word and it being a relevant word, something that we can really use today. We haven't mentioned this in a while, but it is really on my heart and hard on my heart. We want to hear from you. We want to talk to you about your life stories and your struggles with faith. That's still on the table. We haven't forgotten. We need you.
And all of the social links and things are down in the description for you to reach out. So make sure that you do. And remember, guys, it is not just you and I that preach, but we preach.
And until we meet again, guys, keep preaching.
Thank you.